The city's public cemetery on Hart Island has existed for more than a century. It's estimated that 1 million people are buried on the mile-long spit of land in the East River, but the public wasn't allowed there for decades until a recent lawsuit. Now the city is given a rare tour, and WNYC's Sidney Rodriguez was there.
The ferry to the city graveyard docks at City Island in the Bronx. It's a brisk, sunny day, and the ride is short. To the north, you can see the modest skyline of New Rochelle. To the south is the Throgs Neck Bridge. As the ferry gets closer, the 19th-century abandoned buildings of Hart Island take shape. Carlene McLaughlin, Director of Legislative Affairs for the Department of Correction, acts as tour guide. She says the island has served many purposes.
Those buildings are no longer standing, but it was a Civil War internment camp. The Phoenix House was here for a while.
Phoenix House treats people with addictions and still exists today.
There was a sanatorium. Inmates used to be housed up here.
But it's been a graveyard for 150 years. Some people ended up here because their families couldn't afford a private funeral. Others died unknown, were never claimed, or got lost in government bureaucracy. The island is run by the Department of Correction because at one point in its long history, it was also the Department of Charities.
Watch your step, please.
Two small white angel statues have been placed on each side of the dock. Up a rocky path, the island's only tombstone says, "The City of New York, Potter's Field." In front of it sits a modest wood gazebo built after homeless advocates demanded a place to pay their respects.
At this gazebo, we have visits for the public once a month. For anyone who's interested in coming to the island, they may sign up. We also have gravesite visits for any family members of those who are interred on the island.
The visits started last year after the New York Civil Liberties Union sued the city for barring people from visiting their loved ones. There is beauty in the decay of the island. A canopy of trees hides a church built in the 1930s. Its windows are shattered and its roof has collapsed. The remains of the dead arrive in pine boxes. Rikers Island inmates earn 50 cents an hour to stack the coffins three deep inside wide trenches dug by backhoes. We were not allowed to interview them. Once a trench is filled with 150 bodies, a white post goes up. In this open field, flanked by abandoned buildings, there are rows and rows of white posts.
In addition to the 1,000 or so burials that we conduct every year, we conduct about 40 disinterments. Sometimes the medical examiner's office requests a disinterment. Very often family members request it so they can arrange a private burial. There was recently a disinterment over there, which is why the ground's a little bit dirty.
The body was buried for 26 years, and it was exhumed at the request of family members. Most of the buried have been identified because of advances in fingerprinting and DNA technology. McLaughlin says 10 people were tagged as unknown last year, a 70% decline from a decade ago.
So behind me is the Civil War Memorial.
Union soldiers used to be buried here. They were later moved to a national cemetery, but a memorial to them still stands. Further north, heavy cement platforms, relics from a more recent conflict.
During the Cold War, the U.S. Army had missile silos here.
Besides correction staff, the only other inhabitants are wildlife, including an osprey nest and the deer that ate the flowers that inmates planted. At an open gravesite, plywood sheets covering caskets peeked out under fresh dirt. Here, there are no ceremonies, songs, or prayers. McLaughlin describes the process.
The medical examiner truck comes up to the burial site, and the work detail marks each casket with the name of the person and the location and lowers everybody down into the plot.
Someone writes the names into logbooks by hand, and then someone transfers the names into an electronic database. The Department of Correction says the city will run out of space in roughly 20 years and may have to start knocking down buildings to make room for more bodies. For now, the anonymous mass graves sit in fields surrounded by lapping waves. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.